Welcome to Wellness Renaissance and Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets podcast, supporting you on your unique journey to finding your best health. Hey there, and welcome or welcome back. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Really do appreciate it. This is Judy Brewer with Wellness Renaissance. We're going to be talking about essential oils with Shannon Flaherty today, and Shannon is local here in Duluth. She's been working with essential oils for quite a few years, working with people, training herself, constantly learning new stuff. She spoke for my food group actually a couple times, maybe three times, and one time she spoke on essential oils and Lyme disease, and then we did a make and take, which was actually really fun. So a bunch of us got together and we made different products, and it was a great chance to smell a lot of the essential oils and try them out in like small batches of cleaning supplies. And she did a counter cleaner or a hand sanitizer, soft scrub, deodorant. So you got a chance to try things out before necessarily committing to a whole bottle, which was really nice. She also does work in various other modalities as well, and her information will be available towards the end if you want to check her out. I do want to throw a little bit of a disclaimer in here about essential oils. There's a few different camps when it comes to essential oils. There are people who say never ever ingest an essential oil. There are people who definitely say use caution, which I think is really most people. It's hard for me to just come down on the side of saying, no, don't ever ingest them. I've known some folks who they attribute some of their continued good health or coming out of some really bad health situations because of ingesting them. So I really want to express, please use caution, know how to use your oil, know how not to use your oil. You know, we are talking a very powerful, intense amount of stuff in these little drops. So think about that when we're using them on our skin. And Shannon talks about having a carrier oil. So take those things into, take them seriously, whether that means how you're, you know, there are methods of taking them that are considered safer by some with how we can sort of get the oil. We're talking oil and water, right? So what do we say? Oil and water don't mix. So what can we do to help the oil disperse in the water, be it our bathtub or be it our drinking water? Those are things that are good to know when you're utilizing those oils. Shannon talks about differences in the labels that help us know if we can ingest them or if the company believes that we can ingest them or not. So definitely take a look at that and take it seriously. Some oils are contraindicated for particular health issues. So something you might want to talk to your healthcare professional about or somebody that you trust when it comes to those types of things in using them. I know I was reading something recently that talked about, for instance, wintergreen and eucalyptus as two that could be toxic if swallowed. So I don't want to say this to scare you, but I do want to encourage you to do your own research, diligence. If you have a medical professional who knows about essential oils, you know, check in with them, making sure that whatever you're using might be okay for you. If you start utilizing something and it doesn't feel good to you, or it doesn't feel right, or whatever the case is, then I would suggest making sure that you're using it correctly, or maybe it's not the thing for you to utilize. And Shannon brings this up in the discussion too. There is difference in brand and brand qualities, so that may be something that plays into a piece of it as well. So do your due diligence, work with somebody who knows what they're doing, and without further ado, here is Shannon. All right, I am here with Shannon Flaherty, and Shannon and I know each other from college, actually. We were both community health ed students and since have connected on various other things. So today we're going to talk about essential oils and various things. It's one of the things you've been working on for the last, 8 years? Mm-hmm. Very much immersing yourself into it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about essential oils, some of the basics. Things that maybe people don't even know you can do with essential oils, and kind of how to maximize
mm-hmm. your essential oils, all the things you can do. Because we all kind of know that, but sometimes when you put it down in a thought process, it helps you think about it differently. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to create awareness about, because I know you've had some really great things happen. I've really enjoyed some of the oils that I've used and seen some, known other people who have had just really cool things happen. So dive in and talk about kind of how you came to this. You do awesome. A lot of things, but this has been one thing you've been doing for a really long time.
Awesome. So yeah, Judy and I go way back like Cadillac seats, as I would say. So Judy and I are both passionate about making changes happen in society. So as we were in school, I wanted to create my own program called Shift, which is all about helping people in a global perspective make a big shift towards toxin-free living, towards prosperity, towards peace, and just raising our energetic vibration. And first thing out of college, I thought, what can I do? What are some tools that are realistic, powerful, and, you know, doable for everybody? And what is something that people want? And by divine intervention, oils, a specific brand of oils, came across my path. As I was just putzing around, I've been like every one of us that are listening, where I'm in the middle of the retail line at the Whole Foods store trying to figure out what oil can I start to use to manage my craziness or make a non-toxic cleaner out of.
Well, even just sitting, you know, I'm thinking of when you walk down the aisles and there's all these things. And they're fun. You know, it's fun to look at and you read it and you're like, oh, what's that for?
Yeah.
And then you're, you know, pulling the lids off and smelling them. And I know from my own self, not my first introduction, but the thing that really drew me was I would occasionally smell people walking by, be like, oh, you smell really good. And there was a couple people at school in particular that whenever they walked into a room was like,
come back here, let me huff you.
Exactly. So I was like, what are you wearing? And I very quickly learned it wasn't a typical perfume, which made sense to me because I tend to sneeze at a lot of perfumes.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, this, I'm sitting by you and I'm not sneezing. This is cool. So,
Yeah. And that happens to me all the time. So I had also been putzing on them when I was in massage therapy school, which is at the earlier end of my decade. So I'd had a lot of experiences to finding out what specific oils work really well to get results and which ones don't. So we're going to go over the essential oil basics, like what are they, how are they being used, but also like safety and efficiency results. Because a lot of people are like me out there where they're ditching money on products and they're not getting the maximum benefit out of them.
Right.
So I'm passionate about people learning from my mistakes that I've already created, because learning mistakes are great. You know, they're part
nice
of our story.
Get past them too.
Yeah. And then how can you use them in such a multi-purpose way where you save on space of all the products that you use and then maximize the money on just product uses, but also your healthcare coverage as well. So let's dive into it. My story. Okay. Before I started really getting into essential oils, I was dealing with depression, anxiety, chronic pain. I was dealing with a lot of different concerns, being on medications, off medications. But I came to find out throughout the midst of that, essential oils were one of the most powerful tools I ever used to help me cope with life and actually maximize my success in life. So I've got to share this one quick story. So I'm in the middle of finals week. This is the last year that I was in college with you, Judy. And you know how you say affirmations in your brain and you don't really realize, you're like, okay, everything is going to be okay. I see my success. I'm going to be successful. But in the depths of your brain, you're like, shit's going to hit the fan. Like, I am not good. This is not going to be good. And you can feel that panic. Well, I used Clary Sage on the back of my neck. And as soon as I felt that, it was like I got sucked into this quicksand of serenity. It was like, holy cow. Like, I had felt like I had one of the most euphoric sedatives I had ever come across.
Wow.
And I didn't know anything about Clary Sage, but then I looked it up and then I realized after studying it, it can release feelings of euphoria because it balances our hormones, especially for women. So that just started the fire. I wanted to research everything about essential oils. I wanted to just be a connoisseur of the knowledge and the information so that I could passionately teach it to other people that needed that experience like I had.
During finals week.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
for multiple reasons.
Yeah. So I went on this path, and then I will, you know, be very transparent about this. After using lots of different brands out there, I came across Divine Intervention, where a friend of mine at a spiritual retreat said, smell this and tell me what you think about it. She handed me a bottle of doTERRA essential oils. Now, I had used anything from the cheapest of cheap stuff to the highest and most expensive of things out there. And not knowing anything about this company, when I smelt it, I knew that there was something very quality and very passionate packed into the liquid form of this. So, and then I started researching as to how did they grow their plants? Where did they grow their plants? I learned that they were third-party standardized. There was a lot that they put into the energy and effort of everything from how they plant it, where they plant it, and just also the love that they put into it. But I knew that my results when I was sharing this with people were dramatically different. And it was also affordably priced from my opinion compared to some of the other things I've used out there. So I do have a bias, but I will share with you that if for the people that, you know, do not want to go necessarily from the route of a direct sales company, how maybe you can use some critical consumer techniques that you can get a quality product that might be out there that maybe I don't know of. So I will be as humble as I possibly can.
Well, and quality, I mean, quality and results matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if you try something, and this was a conversation that I had heard of some other people who were talking about their experience with essential oils. They had something on their foot, and they were told, oh, get some tea tree oil and do this and do this, and you'll solve it. And I don't remember what their issue was. But so they did. They went and got tea tree oil. It didn't do anything. And then somebody else came along and said, you know, that should work. And they're like, no, it's not doing anything. They well, let me look at your tea tree oil. And they said, okay, how about this? Let me get you some better tea tree oil. And then she said she used it, and it was like this dramatic difference. And mm-hmm. it was just, so she said, had I stopped there, I would have thought these oil things were very silly and whatever. Mm-hmm. But she said, then having the experience of a better oil or, you know, whatever made it work, it was like all of a sudden the same exact thing, just different brand.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And I have tons of my own stories like that. But we'll skip back to that in just sure. a sec. What I want to go back to is for the people that are complete newbies to essential oils. Like, let's go over some of the very, very basics of what essential oils are. So essential oils basically are plant extracts. They are much, much, much more stronger than just plain herbs. And that is because they've been distilled. So, or cold compressed. So, for example, cold compressed is when you are getting grapefruit oil or lemon oil or wild orange oil, they squeeze the peel so intensely that it squeezes the most maximally charged part of the plant out to that. And then the distillation, they're drawing the lifeblood of the plant out. So essentials come from roots, seeds, stems, peels, barks, and they pretty much, it's almost like juicing, you know, like really, let's get all the fiber and the junk out of there. Let's get the most powerfully packed part of this plant out. So for example, one drop of peppermint oil that is 100% potent and pure, 100% of that, one drop of that should equivalent about 12 cups of peppermint tea.
That is crazy.
I know, because a lot of people tell me, oh, I drink lemon in my water, or I drink peppermint tea. And it's like, okay, well, essential oils are kind of like the weapons of mass destruction. Or I would say like the weapons of most healing inspiration. So there's four grades of essential oils. There's synthetic. That's the stuff that's in your health product or your beauty products. That's the stuff in a lot of the cleaners that are labeled fragrances. Those have no medicinal benefits whatsoever. Then you have food grade, and then you have therapeutic. And then there's certified therapeutic organic. So the therapeutic, let's go back to a little bit of the safety concerns. So just like I would say fast food joints, for example,
okay,
can claim that their McNuggets are 100% pure white meat. We know how truthful that is. That's a load of BS.
Right.
And I'm opinionated on that one, and I've done enough research to be opinionated on it. So the FDA only requires one drop of pure oil in a whole bottle of any essential oil.
Wow.
On the retail shelves.
Right.
So when you're in that health food store, you can be paying triple the amount of what you're really getting. And that I was really shocked when I found that out, because then I started to find out that essential oils out there that are not third-party standardized are filled with synthetics, are filled with carriers, they're filled with pesticides and herbicides. So it's a big concern that when you're using this on yourselves, even if you can detoxify it, the children that are around you that are smelling this maybe necessarily can't, or the animals that are around you can't either. So, and as we know, the animals' sense of smells, they are so much more highly affected than we are. So, like, let's say if you're a person who's like, it's like, I don't care, I can handle a couple pesticides. Well, maybe, maybe you can for a short period of time, but it's not if it's going to affect you, it's when it starts to really affect you. The other thing is that here's the way that a lot of essential oil companies that skip corners get around this. So it's 100% pure oil, but it's not potent. So that one drop is pure, but it's not 100% potent.
Okay.
So that's the thing. That's where I really fell in love with doTERRA, is that they have a third party standardize and check over everything that we do. So it's a company that's not even affiliated with doTERRA. They're up in the northern part of Europe. They come over and kind of play almost FDA for us, but they're not FDA.
Right.
But they look over, how are we distilling things? You know, is everything 100% pure? And then we also have a barcode on the back of our bottles where you can look this up and take a look at where did this come from, what was put into the whole process of growing it.
So, question for you.
Yeah.
Potent and pure. I think I understand the difference.
Yeah.
But explain your understanding of the difference between potent and pure.
Oh, okay. Great, great, great. So you can have 100% purity, but it's of the whole total bottle, it's not potent. So potent is like, 100% potent is like there is just potent oil in there of just peppermint oil.
It's good
quality. Yes.
I'm thinking, I'm trying to think of a corollary, and the corollary that I think of, and tell me if this is a good one or not, is I'm thinking if you have a, you can have 100% orange juice, right? So if you're drinking orange juice to get the vitamin C, but the orange juice is in a glass bottle, so it's been completely affected by the light and the vitamin C is gone, you don't have any potency to your 100% orange juice.
Yeah, you're 100% pure orange juice, but then you got sugar and you got citrus acid, you got this, all this other crap that's then been
there's that too.
I love how you use orange juice, because I've been using analogies like cocaine. Like, okay, you can get cocaine close to the border and it's 100% potent and pure, but then once the time it makes it up to Minnesota, it's been cut with a bunch of different stuff, and it's, it might have some purity, but it's,
or it's got some purity, but it doesn't have the potency.
I like to include a little bit of taboo parts in my essential or my health education techniques, because it keeps people awake. So, and then another thing that I really wanted to highlight on is distillation methods. So distillation is a very finicky and very testy process. Anybody can do distillation in their kitchen, but there's a lot of chemistry behind it. So we've hired doctors and chemists and, you know, the top of the top people that already know all this stuff to put their life knowledge and passion into how does this get put into a bottle of oil. There's distillation methods where you can distill from the top down or from the bottom up. Okay. We're finding new methods right now that make light years differences. So I won't go in too far into that, but I, from what I'm learning recently, is that if you do from top down, I believe that we're getting better results from
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but I learned that from Dr. Pappas, who is a person that has, like, dedicated his life to the chemistry and the distillation and how to, like, get your maximum results out of this.
Well, so. And then when you think of liquor and all that kind of stuff, and all these companies have their own ways of doing things, and there's certain things that have to be done, but yeah. There's methods that get played with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, general rule is before you start ditching money into any type of essential oil company out there or brand, there's a certain say that said, let the buyer beware, basically. Mm-hmm. So take your time with it. Before you race off to Amazon, like, take it from my learning lessons that said you can get screwed over with your money. But I do know that, like, from my story and the testimonials that I've witnessed, that I do prefer this particular brand, but if somebody finds out the something like Light Year is even better, I'm gonna have to check it out. So, because I'm humble like that. So, let's take a look into some safety rules of once you have your essential oil. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are some of the top ones to, you know, be careful with is citrus oils. Oh, actually, back up. Look on the back of the bottle. Okay, so a lot of the general hazards or general recommendations of what to look out for is on the back of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now there's three ways that you can use essential oil. Most safely is generally aromatic. Then people generally use it as topical. Or some are certified to be used internally. Now, there's some bias out there. There are some people that say absolutely never with internal ingestion, right, etc. But I have found people have been using this for centuries and have been using this internally. And I've been using this internally for quite a few years, and many other people have too. So listen to your gut on that one. Everyone has an inner physician. Listen to your gut on it. Do your research a little bit more if you need to. But citrus oils. Okay, citrus oils can make you what is called photosensitive, which is sun sensitive. So meaning if you put that on your skin and you go out in the sun, even for a short period of time, you can get kind of like an extensive sunburn, or you can get this weird looking grayish rash. Now, these things both go away, generally. So if you get the grayish rash, it'll go away in about 2 weeks, maybe quicker. Now, a funny story from that is that I love to put a drop of essential oil on my upper lip underneath my nose because it's like a natural acupressure point for the brain. Well, I always forget with bergamot or wild orange or whatever it is. So I'll put it on my upper lip and then just go hang out in the sun for a little bit. And then I get this like almost like red Adolf Hitler mustache, or like I look like Rudolph on my upper lip. So if it happens, it's just a learning lesson. You can put some lavender oil on it to calm down the irritation or melaleuca, and then some aloe vera to reverse the burn. There's something called hot and coiled oils. Hot oils are things like oregano, cinnamon, cassia, maybe black pepper. These are oils that are very, I would say, vigorous on the skin. They can definitely be used, but they're hot. And for people that are very sensitive, you just have to be extra careful with them. So with the way you can get around with this is that you can dilute the oils with something called a carrier oil. Now, a carrier oil is something like liquid coconut oil, like doTERRA's fractionated coconut oil that never hardens.
Mm-hmm.
So you always mix this with like a fatty oil. You could use grapeseed oil, jojoba oil. You could use olive oil if you're in a pinch. I don't like the smell of olive oil. Mm-hmm. I think it smells kind of like nastiness. So, but I like sweet almond oil too, but I love fractionated coconut oil. And those are great because you can make roller balls, you know, where you mix them already.
Mm.
You can also put that fatty oil, like rip off the top of your essential oil bottle and just push some fatty oil right in there right away. That's an easy trick to make it much more user-friendly. So you can also play it safe. If you're going to use topical application, put it on your hands and your feet, because the skin on our hands has already been calloused by, you know, all the other things that we touch.
Right.
The other thing is that there is something called a detox rash, or it could be an emotional detoxification. So sometimes when people start to use these things, the first place when they start to powerfully detox the body is through the kidneys and the skin. Now, what we have put in our bodies for years has to come out somehow. Mm-hmm. So the first place it's going to come out is the skin and the kidneys. So you might pee more or urinate more. And then the next place is you might have a weird rash pop up in certain areas, or you might have tingling in certain areas pop up. Everything that is stored in our body a lot of times has an emotional charge. And oils help with emotional healing. So if you are using, let's say, oils on your back and you get this weird rash on your leg, a lot of times they're releasing energy blockages. So before you start to say, like, this product is horrible, I'm never using it again, blah, 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 that's not necessarily the case. Like, listen a little bit more intuitively on this one. But then again, if you're using cheap oils from retail stores, like, probably a good sign not to use it anymore.
Definitely something to be aware of, at least.
Yeah. And it's a learning lesson, too. Listen to your gut on this one. We all have that inner physician in ourselves. Now, wash your hands off if you can, if you're using something like peppermint oil or like cinnamon or something like that, because I don't know what it is, but as soon as we put it on, we naturally want to rub our eye. Okay. I've had numerous experiences. Judy and I were together doing a show, like a booth event one time, and I accidentally actually spilled a huge chunk of oil in my eye and I was in such pain. And at that point,
pretty miserable.
Yeah. I kind of like hated life at that point, but no, a lot of times they won't necessarily damage the eye. I've actually seen moments where people have touched their eyes consistently after using something like helichrysum oil, which repairs connective tissue. Mm. And it's actually enhanced their eyesight. But it sucks in the meantime because it doesn't feel comfortable.
Right.
It's not meant to be straight in your eye. So if you touch your actual eyeball, use a carrier oil instead of water. Water will make it work worse. Use a fatty oil to put in there, or eye drops as well.
And I think what you did is somebody else had like a bottle of like eye gel, something that would keep your eye moist. And mm-hmm. you used that and said that worked really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing too, is that sometimes when people start to use essential oils, they're like, oh my God, I'm getting a headache. It's too strong. It must be horrible. Not necessarily the case. Well, the first places that the essential oils go to is the limbic part of the brain. And that is your stress center. It's the places where trauma has been stored. So many times when you start using essential oils, if you start to get a headache right away, it's addressing something in the subconscious that maybe you haven't let go of, or maybe there's something that you need a little bit more emotional healing on. So, because I've noticed many times where I'm using oils on myself and I'm fine, and then other people around me are like, oh my God, that smells horrible. I'm getting a headache. And it's like, well, probably you should probably let go, start looking at the emotional baggage you have. That might address some things there too. And you'll notice that with certain people. So
question about that because the sort of trick is to figure out when is it a healing experience and when is it a not healing experience. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also thinking of people who do have chemical sensitivities.
Yeah.
Like I know people with chemical sensitivities that can use essential oils, and I know some people are just like, it doesn't matter, I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't use it, you know. But I assume that you find that more people are able to use the essential oils beyond a lot of the other things.
Sometimes it is a little bit of trial and error. What I recommend is call up the company of, if you're using something that might be where you're trying to save on dollars a little bit, you might want to call up the company and ask, like, what herbicides or pesticides might you be using? Where are you growing your plants? You know, get to kind of the bottom of it. You might not get an honest answer. You know, you might be connecting with a sales rep that has no idea.
Right.
And might just give you whatever answer. Compare different oils. So if you have sweet orange from one company, use wild orange from maybe, I don't know, something like a different higher quality company, and literally smell the difference between the two. You're going to find out in a real hurry what smells like it's actually a quality product versus not. Because sometimes it takes until, you know, comparing it to something better that you actually find out the truth, which was my experience. You know, I would say let it rest for a little while and maybe come back to it and check it out. It just might not be the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we're in an emotional state of our lives where we're handling certain challenges. Like, for example, I hate fennel. I do not like the scent of fennel. Well, the first time I started using it, I couldn't stand the smell of it because it's the oil of taking responsibility in your life. And as a recovering addict, I don't want anything to do with responsibility. I hate responsibility. So, you know, I have to use that within reason. So, if you know, I have to go with it in certain amounts.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I don't have a definite answer, but you might have to put on your critical consumerism and do a little research and detective work, or just use something else mm-hmm. for a time period and experiment with it.
And it's an interesting thing to wrap our heads around, depending on what people's experiences are who might be listening to this, wrapping your head around the whole concept of the emotional piece that the oils can affect, or, you know what I mean? That's like a whole different realm of thinking about this work, because we're so used to thinking of the physical, mm-hmm. and then you've got all the emotional stuff, oh, yeah. which we're hearing more about, and it's becoming a little bit more of a thing. But it's an interesting thing to wrap your mind around, of how those connections with sense and how they work in your actual, mm-hmm. not only brain but emotional body as well.
Okay, excellent. So we've gone through a lot of stuff with the safety. Now, one resource that I want to mention that everyone should have in their household, no ifs, ands, or buts when you're starting to use essential oils, is a book called Modern Essentials. And this is like your textbook and your manual of how to use essential oils. And you can find it on Amazon. You could find it on aromatools.com. So it's Modern Essentials, a contemporary guide to the therapeutic uses of essential oils. And like, if you look at it on the front, it's got a little cute flower on the front, but it's not a doTERRA specific thing. It's more generic, but they have much more on the safety and how to use type of recommendations. And it also comes in an app form. So if you're looking for it on the app, it's like a blue square with a white little flower that has three petals on it. So Modern Essentials, look it up.
It is a nicely laid out book.
Yeah.
And it has pictures and everything in it too, mm-hmm. which
is nice. Do you want to shift into really like the more fun part
yeah.
Of essential oils, like how to use them, the multi-purposes, how you're going to save a bunch of cash?
Yeah, definitely. Them?
Okay, because sometimes like safety is essential, but as I say, sometimes safety doesn't feel sexy, you know? So the fun I like to impulsively dive into is all the different ways that you can use essential oils. And I'm a discount shopper. Like, I get off on going to Goodwill and the dollar store. So I love teaching people how they're going to save a ton of money on using essential oils. Now, a big part of my purpose and my program shift is how to help people shift from toxic to non-toxic products, because that has a huge effect on how we feel and how vital we feel. And then how we can shift from expensive healthcare costy products that are also toxic to money savvy products, mm-hmm. and also ways to save sanity. So let's take one bottle of essential oil from wild orange. Like one bottle of wild orange from doTERRA is 250 drops of pure and potent essential oil. And it's about $20 at the retail cost. Now, at first, somebody's going to say, like, I can get that for $10 at the Whole Foods store or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, well, if you can get the results out of it, maybe, good luck. But I find that $20, including the tax and shipping, whatever else, is going to save you double on your cost of everything that you use in your house. So here's a realistic example. Now, wild orange works as a sleep aid. It can work as at least 3 different cleaning items. It could work as a hand sanitizer. It can work as a water purifier, a digestive aid, and it does work for weight loss. And we know how much money we ditch out on weight loss mm-hmm. because, of course, we gotta have it for the New Year's. So, okay, and a mood enhancer. So let's take a look at all the things that it can knock out. So wild orange can knock out your all-purpose spray, your soft scrub, your Lysol, your sleep aids. It can wipe out your hand sanitizers, your Tums, your smooth move teas. I mean, it's when I'm bottling wild orange for samples and I get it on me a lot, I'm going to go to the bathroom more that day. Like, I guarantee you on that one. And then weight loss. I have seen people detox quite a bit more on this one. So I literally just added up all the costs of those specific products. And all those came up to about $50 to $60.
When you're right. And to be realistic, as mm-hmm. you are trying to be, it is that transition period. So if you buy a bottle, it's going to take you a while to maybe get into all your products where sure. you're going to start to see the savings. Mm-hmm. But your point, like you're saying, if you're using cleaners that are made from at home, that are made out of essential oils, mm-hmm. you're going to save a ton of money. Not to mention, because this is a piece of what I've been trained in and do, you're also not putting the toxicity. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're replacing Lysol and 409 and some of the bleach cleaning, with some of the essential oil products, you're not breathing in those chemicals. Mm-hmm. They're not hanging around. And quite honestly, in the training that I've had, one of the things they talk about is we don't use the cleaners the right way anyway. So yeah. we spray all the toxic stuff in the air and we don't actually get it as clean as we think we are, because you're really supposed mm-hmm. to let something sit for X amount of time and then rewash it and do yeah. this. And we're saving a ton of stuff mm-hmm. monetarily and health-wise.
And here's a practical story on this one here that can save you even more money on other things that you're using. One couple I knew, this woman had passed away. And this husband had loved his wife dearly. But all throughout being in a relationship with that woman, this man had chronic migraines. Okay? Well, his woman used anything from, like, White Rain hairspray mm. to perfumes, toxic cleaning chemicals. Well, once she had passed away, his migraines went away.
Oh.
And it was, it was not like, it was not like my wife caused me headaches. It was right. not that at all. But it was literally from the toxic chemicals that were in his living environment, because she did all the cleaning too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he started to save on migraine medication too. Or like the cleaning chemicals that we use produce something in our body called xenoestrogens, which knock our hormones out of whack. And then we have to go see a hormonal balancing doctor of some sorts to possibly pay for a progesterone clean or whatever it is. So like, just think outside the boxes here of like how much extra money this can be saving you in healthcare costs on just one simple shift.
Well, and let's get real in the sense of when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
you use all of the cleaners that can be hormone disruptors, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go to the doctor, and half the time, that's not even something they're going to bring up, you know? So you're just going to be trial and error until you start to put some things together mm-hmm. for yourself.
And we're going to dive into some practical applications like recipes. Like, I'm going to give you specific recipes here in just a second, so you can literally start doing this, like, right away. So get out a pen and piece of paper if you can, because I'm going to start spurting off some specific things in just a moment here. Now, the first practical application you could do something like citrus oils with is use them as a hand sanitizer. So put them on your actual hands. As I was traveling across country, across states, I didn't use the soaps that have toxic chemicals in the bathrooms. No. I did not do that. I just put a drop of wild orange on my hands and off I went. And actually, it saved me lots of time as well. So also for cleaning your produce, I put a drop of wild orange right on my apples. If I don't know if it's, you know, if I have to take my losses and get a non-organic apple, I'm going to use wild orange and it enhances the taste for it.
Hmm,
water purification. Oh, that's another safety thing. Don't put these in styrofoam cups or plastic cups. They will, if they're strong enough, they're going to eat straight through the styrofoam right away. Because that's what they're meant to do for our bodies, is clean out the plastics and the junk that slowly get into our systems. So, all right, you got your pens and pieces of paper ready? Here we go. So I'm going to give you an all-purpose spray. So an all-purpose spray can be used for cleaning, but it also can be used to spray your bed with so you can sleep better.
Mm.
And then also just used as a perfume. So you've seen a couple different products you can knock out of the water. You're going to need a glass spray bottle. You can order glass spray bottles on Amazon. Get 1 1/2 cups worth of white vinegar and 8 drops of essential oil. Now, if you're using different brands of essential oils, that's going to be different. But think of it this way. Making your own cleaning products a lot of times is like making cereal, okay? You make it as strong as you want. So if you have a little extra too much vinegar, throw in a little bit more oils. If you have too many oils, throw in a little bit more water and vinegar. Now, if you don't have vinegar, use water.
Mm.
A lot of times I've used wild orange. If I have a really tough stain, I just put a drop of like oil right on the surface, and then I'll use a little bit of water. Okay. So it doesn't have to be super complicated. Just kind of start to experiment. But be careful with using them on wood surfaces, because this brand of oil is literally strong enough to start eating right through wood, like, and quickly.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. But not when you want to buy new tables. So okay, so the next thing is a soft scrub. And the soft scrub, I've actually learned that I can actually use as like a kind of a gritty hand cleaner. So you'll need about 3/4 cup baking soda, 1/4 cups liquid Castile soap, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, and then 5 to 10 drops of whatever oils you want. Now, a lot of times I say stick to, like, citrusy oils or maybe, like, minty oils. Mm-hmm. Flowery oils you can do. Flowery oils are a little bit more, they have a different chemical composition to them, too. So, and they're a little bit more higher priced because the flowers, you need so many more flowers compared to, like, peels from citrusy plants. But then again, don't worry about it. Just, like, get into it as best as you can. But in general, all of your cleaning products, you're only going to need vinegar, baking soda, water, maybe Castile soap, maybe. But for the most part, you can get by with, you know, the vinegar, baking soda, and some water. You can make up just about anything. Mm-hmm. Because your all-purpose spray can be used for cleaning your microwaves. It can be cleaning your stoves, your countertops, your kids' hands, your own face, you know, whatever. So, and then you can also use that as a bug dope. A lot of bugs do not like the scent of essential oils. So when you're cleaning your surfaces with them, a lot of times you might notice, like, your ants go away. So multi-purposes, like, remember, like, you're going to start saving on space in addition to money because you don't need to use a gazillion different products for every single thing in your life.
Right.
And then let's do a wood polishing cleaner.
Okay.
So you're going to need 1/4 cup olive oil and then 1/4 cup vinegar. And then 10 drops of wild orange oil. And then,
and the wild orange in here isn't going to take out the wood?
Nope, it shouldn't. If you're still kind of skeptical on it, try it out on, like, a sample piece of wood and experiment with a sample piece of wood and just try that out. So I'll give another example of how this is multi-purpose. I was using my whiteboard the other day because I'm studying like a mad woman for another training. And just vinegar alone was not taking off all of the black marks. So I was like, okay, let's try out a little bit of wild orange. So took everything off. Really? And in addition to it, I didn't realize how stressed out I was, but as I was smelling this, I could feel the inflammation in my brain start to go down. So one thing I want to leave you guys with is the 3 general ways essential oils work. So I have a little mnemonic, and the mnemonic is IMT, in my tank. Okay, so they're the 3 antis. They're anti, I is for inflammatory. That's how they reduce our stress and a lot of our healthcare concerns. The M is for antimicrobial. They get bacteria and viruses and fungi out of our system that are not meant to be there. And T is antitoxic. So they get the nasty chemicals out of our systems. So, but in general, you're going to make mistakes. You know, like, you're going to have learning lessons. And that's why I also want to leave my contact info. So absolutely, if you feel like you need a little bit more mentorship, I offer one-on-one lessons via Skype or in person. And so message me on the details of that. But if you're a person where you want to, like, learn a lot more, I have loads of different things I can help coach you on. Or if you want to do, like, a group class, I do those as well. I do also have a Facebook page. I do a lot of Facebook live videos on little short tips of how you can get more things out of your usage. So do you have more questions before I leave my contact info?
I'm thinking, I love the fact that you're talking about the wild orange in that. Mm-hmm. It has so many uses. So it mm-hmm. is the whole, you know, if you want to get into it, here's, and there are other ones that are like this too, mm-hmm. but wild orange is a great example of so many good things. And I think the one thing I appreciate mm-hmm. about essential oils is typically, no matter where you get them, you get to smell them first, mm-hmm. which is great. And so you can start with something and have it do a lot of different yeah. things. And I just wanted to say, too, when you were talking about the scents for cleaning, the one that I love for everything is lemon and spearmint together. Yeah. That is, like, we did a do-it-yourself event with my food group. And I, like, turned everything into into lemon and spearmint because I just fell in love with it. And mm-hmm. the thing that I love about it, this is why I really am drawn to this concept, is it makes cleaning so much mm-hmm. more interesting, maybe interesting is the wrong word, but it's more enjoyable and less, there's less barriers mm-hmm. when you enjoy what you're doing. I do have a sensitivity to a lot of the cleaners out there. Mm-hmm. So for me to like decide I'm going to do a massive cleaning project, it's like, okay, do I have time to not feel great today? Do I have time? You know what I mean? And yeah. it becomes this big thing. And what I notice is when I have better smelling products, even if it's just simply vinegar and water mm-hmm. where it's not making me sick,
yeah.
it's so much easier to just pick up something and clean it. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's like just one of those things that you think, ah, whatever. But mm-hmm. when you start to realize how much it's just not a thing, it's so much easier to do.
Well, and the physiology of why people feel better when they do that is essential oils release more dopamine, mm-hmm. serotonin, and GABA in the brain. So when you're using them, when you smell them, when you're cleaning, and it becomes a joyful process versus like a shoot me now kind of process, is that it releases more pleasure chemicals, more chemicals in our brain and our guts to say we're safe, secure, and optimistic and feeling freaking good.
Right.
And their essential oils are made to bring in the feelings and the vibrancy of love back into our life. And that's why I started making this into a profession. I wanted to get out of a 9-to-5 job where I wasn't doing my some sort of a purpose on here on earth. So for those of you that are listening that they're saying, I want to get into essential oils, I want to share it with people, but then I also want to receive money and pay for this. I train people on how to become advocates to revolutionize not only their own home, but everyone else's lives that they come across. I am now paying my bills and much more with this. And it is fun. We are inside on a windy day having fun doing this.
Right.
So for those of you that want either just to learn how to use oils and get started that way, or for you're like me, we're like, yeah, I want to use oils, but bring on the wheelbarrows of cash. Like, I'm able to be of service that way as well. So I will leave you with my contact information now. My first name is Shannon. Last name is Flaherty. My phone number is 218-591-1061. I'll give you my Facebook page. Now, here's my URL for my main, like, personal page. So it's obviously www.facebook.com/Shannon, Shannon, .B as in boy, .Flaherty, that's F as in flag, L as in lion, A as in apple, H as in horse, E as in elephant, R as in red, T as in tiger, and Y as in yellow. Now, my email is my last name, it's flaherty234@gmail.com. But by all means, shoot me a text message or, you know, a call. I'm open-ended. So, having troubles with voicemail lately, but text is always great. I know. Yeah. So, but I want to be able to share as much love as possible with the people that are out there that are needing help. So just contact me. We'll communicate and we'll figure out a game plan from there. So...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. I know you have like a ton of knowledge and experience in your head to share. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll do this again on another topic too, mm-hmm. because it's just, you know, again, as you well know, so much of what I'm trying to do is help people find the things that work for them. And we're all a little different. So maybe this isn't the thing for you, but maybe it is, or it unlocks some door, or it allows you to make your homemade cleaning products and you can enjoy cleaning and have it not be a bad experience.
You're trying to kick some major tail at making some major shifts.
Working on it.
So, you little health gangster. You. So
awesome. Well, thank you for your time and thank you for sharing. And yes, I highly recommend check out, connect up with Shannon if you have any questions, because she certainly has a lot of, like I said, knowledge and resources and direction, and it's all good stuff.
I like to share. It's
awesome.
Love you guys.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. One thing I do want to mention, I mentioned in the discussion that I love lemon and spearmint, and actually it's lemon and peppermint. Shannon and I had been discussing spearmint and peppermint, and I got my brain stuck on spearmint, but this lemon and peppermint are my favorite combination of oils for cleaning. and other things too that are have good smellies to them. Like I said, thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren. Or if you're coming to this podcast, perhaps from a different place than the website, you can find us at wellnessren.com. Find the podcast and a bunch of other good stuff there. One thing I should just mention too, while I'm thinking of it, because I mentioned in a few past podcasts about food group events, and just so you know, we do not meet during the summer, so we don't have any upcoming events at this moment, but probably back in September we'll be going again as usual. You can find that information on Facebook or the website as well, and you're always definitely welcome to email me at judy@wellnessren.com or through Messenger on Facebook. Oh, and don't forget to find us on iTunes. You can subscribe there under Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Thanks again. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.